This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're learning more and more. There have been a lot more releases of Edward Snowden's documents. How the NSA is tracking pretty much everybody. The NSA has finally admitted they're collecting location data from 5 billion cell phones every single day. Now, the total cell phone usage on planet Earth is around 6 billion. And some of those are probably older phones in other countries where GPS location technology is not mandated to be in the phone. And NSA is whining and crying they don't have enough data storage for all this stuff. And more than that, they don't have the software to actually get anything meaningful out of all of that. And the NSA is justifying it, saying we're doing target development to find unknown associates of targets we already know about. That's their excuse for this whole thing. Now then, do you know the private secrets of your hairdresser or the man you buy bread from? Statistically, you will encounter users and probably dealers of illegal drugs on a regular basis as you go about your life. But that does not mean you yourself are using illegal drugs or are aware of that other person's activity. This makes assumptions based on who you are meeting very unreliable and may go a long way to explaining why so many people are on the no-fly list who are innocent of any wrongdoing just because, quite by accident, they bumped up against somebody who's on a terrorist watch list and said, excuse me, to them. And the NSA system said, aha, this person is standing next to a known terrorist. Put them on the no-fly list. Of course, this collection of cell phone data becomes more reliable. Indeed, the only way it can be reliable is if the NSA is also saving the sound recordings along with the location. And we know they do have the data storage capacity to do that. But even this is not going to provide actionable intelligence because real terrorists and real criminals know the surveillance is going on. If they have to meet somebody, they'll leave their cell phone at home or at least in the car. They'll use a portable GPS cell Wi-Fi jammer. And I went out online. You can buy them. Little pocket unit. Turn it on and your cell phone is completely blinded. Or you can get one of those privacy cases that Mike Nash is making. He's starting manufacturing. We're going to have him on the show again real soon. This system of total surveillance is aimed not at real criminals and terrorists, but at you, the law-abiding citizen, to let you know you're being watched. Everything that you're doing is being watched. You're being tracked constantly. Don't even think a bad thought. We will know it. The same hoax the Nazis were playing on the Germans in the late 1930s going into the 1940s. To keep them in a state of fear, to say anything at all to anybody. And that's what this hoax is all about. The NSA doesn't have the manpower to be watching every one of 330 million Americans, let alone 7.5 billion people around the world. They just don't. It's impossible. It's a big bluff that they're watching you. I'm sure they're watching certain individuals like me. But you have a First Amendment right to speak out to your friends and neighbors about what's going on in this country, and you should not let this claim that the NSA is tracking you and listening to you discourage you from that. All righty. Now, there's an interesting story from the run-up to the war in Iraq, the big one. The U.S. was playing a series of war games to train their forces to attack and invade Iraq. And they deployed all their high-tech wizardry and prepared to hammer the OPFOR, the opposing force. And the commander of the opposing force was ordered, do your best to deter the invasion, to defeat us, because it's not a valid game if you're not trying to win. And the first thing the commander of the opposing force did was to turn off all of his radios and instead relying on hard-line phones, couriers, other forms of signaling, mirrors, along with having devised a well-thought-out plan in advance with plenty of contingencies for his local commanders to choose from, to grant them a great deal of autonomy. And by this simple device, the attacking force, wholly dependent on their high-tech surveillance technology, was effectively deaf, dumb, and blind, and lost the engagement. Now, the same is true of the United States government. They have become completely dependent on backdoors into your computers and into your personal electronic devices. And simply by using alternative forms of communications, real criminals and real terrorists are going to be invisible. And that is just absolutely the reality. New spin on the online gaming is apparently the NSA hired contractors, hopefully not the one that did the Obamacare website, to create online games they thought would lure Islamist terrorists. Talk about a huge waste of money. And it was all justified. They could be doing this. They might be doing that. And with plenty of wishful thinking, oh yeah, this is a real threat. And so we're going to spend all of our time and taxpayer money in the world of computer games. And like I said, I think the people over at the NSA just decided they were going to play computer games because they didn't have anything better to do. And they got caught at it, and they're just justifying what they're doing there. What are you doing playing computer games? Oh, this is a national security project because we're convinced terrorists are using World of Warcraft to plot their nefarious plots and so forth and so on. Over at Blacklisted News, they're raising the same question I've been raising all along. Is the NSA blackmailing its overseers in Washington? And I think at this point the answer has to be yes. Because it's happened before. It happened with the FBI, with J. Edgar Hoover's private secret files on American politicians, where he used the FBI to find all the dirty little secrets of America's political leadership. And then he used that to control them, up to and including President John F. Kennedy himself. Hoover used to refer to his office at the FBI building as the seat of the American government. We know the NSA is tracking people's porn habits. What's that got to do with terrorism? Absolutely nothing, but it's a hammer you can use on somebody to say, vote in favor of this bill or we'll make it public that you're looking at kiddie porn with kittens doing all kinds of whatever they do over there. And there's been another NSA whistleblower saying the NSA is spying on and blackmailing top government officials in military offices, including the United States Supreme Court justices. And that gives us a real good explanation for why Chief Justice Roberts, who was adamantly opposed to Obamacare, at the last second did a 180 around, said, yeah, I guess it's constitutional under the Commerce Clause, voted it through. He was the deciding vote and then split the country for Malta for a week's vacation so he didn't have to deal with the press. It's just all over the place. And again, real criminals and real terrorists, they know they're being watched. They know the phones are compromised. They know all of this technology is compromised. They're not going to use it. They're going to be operating outside the box. This is about watching you and making you afraid of being watched. Well, don't be afraid, because if you're afraid, if you allow yourself to be afraid, the tyrant will win. Meanwhile, former President Clinton has come out saying, absolutely, the NSA and other government agencies should not be conducting economic information under the pretext of national security, and Clinton wins the hypocrisy award because one of the best documented scandals involving U.S. government agents stealing business secrets for political cronies was the Seattle APEC scandal, which happened in 1997, right smack dab in the middle of Bill Clinton's presidency. So he's out there saying what he thinks is going to help him and, more importantly, Hillary in 2016. Oh, yes, this is really bad stuff. He did it, too. He did it, too. Absolute insanity. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break here. When we come back, the corporate media is throwing a bunch of polls around about the popularity of Congress and the popularity of the president. Some of the numbers are being skewed. Some are not. There's kind of a weird bias going on. And when we come back, we're going to look at the polls, look at our own numbers, and a possible explanation why the numbers are the way they are in the corporate media. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, on the corporate media earlier today, they had a couple of reports out where polls are showing the popularity of Congress down to only 6%. We ran a poll on our website, came in at 1%, only because the system won't go lower than that. Then they came out with another poll saying that Obama's disapproval was at a record high at something like 54%. In other words, 46% of America still approves of Barack Obama. Now, obviously, these polls on Obama's approval rating seem to be being held to somewhere close to 50-50 in order to make it look like the nation is still undecided about whether the government is legitimate or not. And you need to understand, corporate media polls aren't out there to measure public reaction so much as manufacture it. Oh, the polls say half my neighbors think Obama's okay. I guess he must be okay. Our own poll came in with a 3% approval rating for Obama. So that's 97% disapproval rating on our poll. All right, well, why is the corporate media propping up Obama's approval at the same time they're admitting most Americans really have had it with Congress? And I have to wonder if Obama is building or creating a false popularity around himself ahead of a confrontation with Congress, like fending off a possible impeachment, which, as we reported earlier in the week, Forbes is already out there saying, oh, yes, there's ample cause to impeach Obama. And I know a lot of people like me, we're not fans of Obama's job performance. We certainly don't like the way he lies to us. But I'm not sure I would be all that eager to have Joe Biden in the Oval Office. But we know that ever since Obama started pulling back from war with Iran, for what are very prudent reasons regarding getting into a war with Russia and China, all of a sudden Israel went ballistic, Israel supporters in Congress went ballistic, oh, the president's a wimp, he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing to protect the United States of America, which is, of course, nonsense. Iran is not going to attack the United States of America. They haven't invaded and attacked another country in over 200 years. It's not in their nature. And so, again, I think there's a possibility that the Israel firsters in Congress will try and impeach the president. And I'm sure Obama has already figured that out. And so the fact that the corporate media is still trying to keep his approval ratings near 50-50 at the same time they're saying Congress approval is down to 6% seems to be trying to sell the idea that Obama is very popular compared to Congress and therefore the population should support Obama. I think that's why there's a disparity, because if they're going to prop up Obama's approval numbers, why aren't they propping up Congress's? There's something going on there. Now, getting over to Russia and the Ukraine, and you need to go back and understand that all of this ruckus in the Ukraine began the moment Ukraine's government had second thoughts about joining the European Union and shackling their economy to that European Central Bank, which issues the euro at interest, thereby creating more debt than euros with which to pay the debt, which is why Cyprus is in trouble, Greece is in trouble, France is in trouble, Italy's in trouble, Spain's in trouble. They're all in trouble. And the Ukraine is a new source of wealth to try and bring in. It's a new cork for the bottom of the boat. It's also a new hole. And as soon as the Ukrainian government said, we're having second thoughts, that's when all of a sudden money poured in for all these counter groups to stand up there and scream about revolution. There's been a confrontation in Kiev Square. The police went in to clear it out, were forced to back down by the crowd there. The U.S. expressed disgust with the Ukrainian government crackdown on the protesters in Kiev. What a short memory they have. Don't you remember how the U.S. government cracked down on the Occupy Wall Street protesters? Looked pretty much the same, only the uniforms and shoulder patches were different. Meanwhile, outside of Kiev, the majority of the Ukraine still supports the Ukrainian government and wants closer ties, not with Europe, but with Russia. This whole brouhaha about, oh, we must defeat the cruel Ukrainian government and enslave ourselves to the European Central Bank is only in that one population center. Ukraine's investigative services are looking into the possibility that this is an organized and funded overt coup d'etat, just like the one the U.S. tried to pull in Iraq back in 2009. Meanwhile, over in the West Pacific, and I want to preface this by reminding everybody that back in 2008, China and Japan were in negotiations to develop the oil and gas fields around the Senkaku Islands jointly, put up half the investment money, get half of the proceeds from it. Peace through commerce, good idea. Then the U.S. went into Japan and said, really, those are your islands. You should grab them all. Really, we'll back you on this whole situation. And now we're seeing articles coming out from places like the Daily Sheeple. The China-Japan spat could lead to World War III. And yes, it could, along with several other flashpoints, because World War III is what these bankers want. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest. They love wars. The more, the merrier, and they don't care which side wins or loses, because both sides go into debt to fight the war, and when the war is all over, they have to go even further into debt to rebuild from the war. And if you have not already read it, and on this next commercial break, I'll reprise it to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, you should read my article on All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Because like I said earlier in the show, prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. And here we are, 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, and we're on the doorstep of big mistake number three. The two are linked. Because private central banking builds debt faster than money supply to pay that debt, eventually the government is forced into considering military conquest of other countries to take their wealth to pay off this artificially created imaginary debt. And I call it imaginary because all these trillions of dollars the bankers say we owe them doesn't exist, and it never did. It's a bookkeeping entry, and the system is not science. Banking isn't science. It's a religion. It operates by tricking people into believing this is the way the world is supposed to be. It's rule by compound debt. And it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And both of those only succeeded because the people trapped in that system believed that was the way the world was supposed to be. They believed that royalty were somehow blessed by God to make all the decisions for everybody else. Or they believed that one human being could own another human being. Just as today you're taught to believe that you should only use currency loaned at interest by private central banks. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance. And we had that when this nation started. And we got sold back into the slavery of the same banking system we fought a revolution to be free of by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president 100 years ago. And it's time, and the world is waking up and realizing this isn't what works best for the planet and its people. And it's time for a change. And hopefully because of globalism, all of these private central banks will come crashing down at the exact same time. And we, the people of planet Earth, have to be ready to stand up and say no more. No more private central banks. We are a nation of people. We need a public currency that's handled as a public utility. And put the banks back where they belong. They're a useful part of an economy as long as they are not handed the controls over the money supply. It is that important. It's certainly the first chapter in Blueprint for the New America, which I'm working hard to complete, hopefully by the end of the year, but it'll be out real soon, first part of next year. All right, there's some music. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, who has just signed a mutual security pact with Iran, his final farewell gesture to Obama before Karzai leaves office, has gone public in an interview with Le Monde saying the United States behaves in Afghanistan like a colonial power. Did you ever expect it would be otherwise? And, of course, according to El Presidente de UNOCAL, that's the whole point. The United States wants to colonize Afghanistan, and that is why, despite the promises from Obama when he was campaigning in 2008 that he was going to end the wars and bring our kids home, here we are in Obama's second term, and he's trying to negotiate a way to keep American forces on the ground in Afghanistan until the oil and opium run out. Meanwhile, French AFRICOM and British forces are deploying combat helicopters, MQ-9A Reapers, and fighter jets into the Central African Republic. Because that's how we're going to calm down the violence, by sending in weapons. It's got nothing to do with the violence in the Central African Republic. And for all we know, the violence in the Central African Republic is part of the covert operation. Send in money and support for people to cause trouble. Oh, there's trouble. We must go in and take over to end the trouble. We know the real agenda. Africa is the largest undeveloped natural resource left on planet Earth. And by golly, those African nations have to be taught that they have to sell those resources only for U.S. dollars, keep the petrodollar deal going, so the U.S. economy gets a piece of the action of other people's products and commerce. It's like the mafia running around the world saying, if you don't give us a piece of the action, we send our own forces. Another scandal for the Israeli soldiers. More photographs have surfaced of them humiliating Palestinian prisoners. These are Palestinians who are already handcuffed, blindfolded. They're completely harmless, and the Israelis just abuse them. Now, getting down to the Kenya Mall massacre, and a lot of people were wondering if this was not also some kind of a false flag. Remember, Kenya was about to open a bank that would allow the Kenyans to transfer their money into Chinese currency and back directly without going through the U.S. dollar. And then all of a sudden, there's a Kenyan Mall massacre, and the New York Police Department shows up in Kenya to take charge of the investigation. And over at 21stCenturyWire.com, they have an article basically saying that the story that has emerged since this whole thing is there were only four shooters and all four of them got away. Some kind of a covert action team. Now, the way that I know this whole Kenyan Mall was a staged incident comes down to one of the pictures released by the corporate media, and it's on the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com, so you can take a look at it, showing one of the victims of the shooting, and it's this gentleman in a white athletic suit. He's walking away from the camera, and his back is covered with this red stain and what look like holes all over his upper left back. And if you look carefully at the red stain, the red coloration is confined to the middle, and there's some kind of a clear liquid spreading out, wicking out through the fabric. Real blood does not behave like that. Fake blood does. And, of course, if you look at the locations of the supposed bullet wounds, one of them's right on the spine, and the others are right into where the lung and the aorta are going to be. This guy shouldn't even be alive, let alone apparently able to walk. And so, yeah, it was some kind of a fake for political purposes. We live in an age of lies. Now, getting back here to the United States of America, the cops are out of control. We've been talking about that a lot. And there was a very interesting article over at Rice2Cents.com by Ryan Dawson, where now that we actually have the numbers for how many innocent Americans are murdered every single year by the police departments of this country, we already know it's eight times as many Americans who have been killed by terrorism, including that large block of people killed on 9/11, whether you accept that as a terror attack or a false flag. But apparently, if you took all the Americans killed by terrorists, all the Americans killed by street gangs, it still doesn't equal the number of innocent Americans killed by the police departments here. Now, we've all been hearing all these stories about how the police will go in, they're going into a home, often the wrong address, the dog will run up, and the cops will just kill the dog. And in one videotape from not too long ago, the dog's tail was wagging, he was just seeing what was going on. He was not presenting a threat to the cops, and the cops still shoot and kill the dog. Now there's a new story. This is over at activistpost.com. This is a case in New York. It's led to a lawsuit in Brooklyn Federal Court where apparently police showed up at a home and were asking about an orange cone that had been put in the street to reserve parking for the homeowner's car. And apparently it wasn't an official cone. And the police started harassing the homeowner, who said, you know, this is really inappropriate. You don't have a right to do that. And he goes back in his house. The police start breaking the windows and kicking down the doors. No warrant whatsoever. Beating up the family and friends. They were having a party. Guests were there. Using batons on the kids. And during this whole fracas, a cage holding a parakeet flew open, got knocked on the floor. The parakeet went out on the floor. And the daughter said, watch out for the parakeet. And the cop said, blank the parakeet and stomp the parakeet to death in front of the children. Now, to paraphrase Ron White, you got to be a real manly man to do something like that. Was this big cop covered in Kevlar with guns and tasers and tear gas? Was he really terrorized by a parakeet? It's part of the repression to make you so afraid of anybody in a uniform that you will be paralyzed with fear. And it's not working. Because I wouldn't describe the mood in this country at this kind of police abuse as paralyzed. And again, goes back to the question, how many of these police officers are on these prescription psychiatric medications? We know it's above the national average. There was a study done down in Florida. They're basically getting these veterans coming back from the war zone. They're getting them juiced up on SSRIs, and they're turning them loose to terrorize the American people and murder. Which gets us back to this story developing out of Texas, where a campus police officer off the campus pulled over a student, honors student, excellent reputation. Now, the witnesses are saying that the student made a crack about, what are you going to do, shoot me, at which point the cop shot him. No other warning, no get your hands up, no do anything. The official story from the Texas Police Department is the police officer told him to quit resisting 56 times, like he's got a little counter in his hand. You know, quit resisting, that's one. Quit resisting, that's two. Like he kept an accurate count. So everybody said, all right, show us the police dash cam video. Well, golly, you see, there's the problem. Because the officer's dash cam just that day, it happened to be broken, and we don't have a dash cam video, so you'll just have to take the word of the police department. Now, I have a question. Does a campus police officer have jurisdiction off the campus? And that's a very important question. Because citizens are obliged to obey and cooperate with the police only when the police themselves are in compliance with the law. There is a United States Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus United States, that if the police are engaged in illegal activity, you, the citizen, have a right to resist, up to and including the use of lethal force. If this campus police officer was outside his jurisdiction, this is murder. And we're already seeing the big cover-up. Oh, yes, the officer told him to quit resisting 56 times. We had every right to pull this student over outside our jurisdiction. And, of course, these dash cam videos, which are always there when it supports the prosecution case. Have you noticed how many of these cases where the police officer is accused of lying by witnesses and just for some reason that dash cam video wasn't available? It was broken. We're sorry. It's not available. Doesn't get more obvious than that. Apparently, the D.C. police officer, Mark Washington, who was charged with the production of child pornography, he's been found dead. Floating in the water near Haynes Point. Remind you, this is December, at the start of a very cold winter. And apparently the girl's family of the 15-year-old girl who was involved in all this child porn was planning on suing the officer in the city. And golly gee whiz, he's dead now. Got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five driving hormones. $4 gas, 3 fell automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Moment documentary.
And we have another fundraising message to play for you.
Franklin.com, one of the largest bullion dealers in
America. I guess
not.
All right. Well,
I just want
we'll save
to
it
emphasize
into,
that people should donate in the current pledge drive to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay. Can we get the volume up on that
alternative media
fundraising message, or did we have a glitch?
Please go to the website.
It's that darn mutant hamster again. All righty. We'll take it into the next hour then here. Speaking of child porn, apparently Senator Lamar Alexander's chief of staff, Ryan Loscarn, is now under investigation for child pornography. And I just don't get what this is all about. Okay? Actually, I need you to play some music for about 2 minutes. Play some music, please, for me. I'll be right back.
A number of times over the years to be a guest on Republic Broadcasting.
And I would highly recommend the organization, the broadcasting. They have put out wonderful materials. America needs them. If ever there was a time when a conservative voice needs to be out there, I would highly recommend during this pledge drive that you donate to republicbroadcasting.org. Just go on the web, and you can make your donation there if you wish. I would recommend
it. I apologize for that. I had one of those little personal emergencies that come up when you're my age here. Anyway, so we're talking about Lamar Alexander's chief of staff under investigation for child porn. And I don't get this stuff. I really don't. I really don't get it at all. And at the same time, we're seeing this incredible overboard handling of children expressing affection. We were talking the other day about a kid who got suspended for kissing a little girl in school on her hand, on her cheek. Apparently, the little girl didn't have a problem with it. And the kid got suspended. Is smooching now sexual harassment? Well, according to the school administration, it is. Now, ever since the 1990s and the height of the militant feminism, male bash, all men are rapists hysteria, we have seen a campaign of sexual repression taking hold in the United States of America. We may be showering white, hot, flaming death on innocent children around the world, but we're not going to use bad words or look at naked women to prove we're a just and moral people. But it actually goes deeper than that. And I want to read you a quote. Okay? Suppression of the natural sexuality in the child, particularly of its genital sexuality, makes the child apprehensive, shy, obedient, afraid of authority, good and adjusted in the authoritarian sense. It paralyzes the rebellious forces because any rebellion is laden with anxiety. It produces, by inhibiting sexual curiosity and sexual thinking in the child, a general inhibition of all thinking and of critical faculties. In brief, the goal of sexual suppression is that of producing an individual who's adjusted to the authoritarian order and who will submit to it in spite of all misery and degradation. At first, the child has to submit to the structure of the authoritarian miniature state, the family. This makes it capable of later subordination to the general authoritarian system. The formation of the authoritarian structure takes place through the anchoring of sexual inhibition and anxiety. And obviously between the home and the state, you have the school. Now, this was Wilhelm Reich, quoted by Myron Sharoff in the book Fury on Earth. And what he was talking about was Nazi Germany. Tyrannies inevitably involve sexual repression for the reasons laid forth here. It makes you anxious, insecure, easy to control. Dictators suppress human sexuality in order to dominate, to make you more pliant and controllable. Now, the sexual excesses shown by Hollywood in films like Cabaret were propaganda to depict the Nazis retroactively as highly immoral. But in fact, during the height of the Nazi power, such Nazi sexual frolics were basically the province of the ruling class. For ordinary Germans, no, you don't touch, you don't look, you don't do any of that stuff. And so it raises a very weird possibility. Obviously, if you're sexually repressing your population to keep them timid, but you want a strong leadership, you've got to take the limits off the leadership. What the general population is not allowed to do, like smooch a little girl on the cheek, the ruling class has to be allowed to do to build up that aura of superiority and supremacy and authority. And this may be the reason that we're seeing within our own ruling class sexual aberrations we would consider quite offensive. Maybe these people are molesting children, engaging in child sexual pornography to reassure themselves they truly are the ruling class and hold a superior status in our culture. Because I don't think it's about the sex. I don't think it's about that at all. It's about reaffirming the idea that there's the ruled and the rulers, and to keep as separate as possible the moral codes that govern them. Morality is for the masses to keep them in line. The rulers have to be allowed to exceed or to evade or to ignore what we would consider conventional morality in order to keep them the rulers. Because that's all that power is. The ability and willingness to do what the general population cannot or will not. Guy in the funny robes up at the front of the church says, "Thou shalt not steal." And yet government steals all the time. Guy at the front of the church says, "Thou shalt not kill." And government kills all the time. Termination with extreme prejudice. Liquidation. Capital punishment. Assassination. Guy at the front of the church says, "Thou shalt not bear false witnesses." And as we are well aware right now, corporate media and government are lying to us all the time. And they rely on our faith that everybody is as truthful as ordinary citizens to carry those lies forward. We know, of course, that's not true. That's all power is. The willingness and ability to do what others will not or are constrained from doing. And apparently that seems to be part of this mechanism where these ruling class have to remind themselves that they are the ruling class by abusing children. And maybe it's because I'm part of the ruled class. I think it's a little sick. I think children ought to be allowed to stay children as long as they possibly can, because getting old is a one-way street. There's no turning around and coming back. Meanwhile, over in the world of reality television, apparently Tia Tequila has garnered herself some headlines by wearing Hitler and Nazi regalia, including posing in front of the Auschwitz camp, and they say, oh, she's a big fan of Hitler and everything like this. And it's a PR stunt. And it's a reminder why reality TV is dead, or it ought to be. And we know it's a PR stunt because back in 2012, Tia Tequila announced she was converting to Judaism. So she got some headlines out of that. Those faded away. Oh, now I'm Hitler and Nazi. Tells you what corporate media is all about, just attracting attention, garnering headlines here. Speaking of corporate media, you're probably aware that when you're watching TV, the regular programming will be really soft and gentle, and then all of a sudden when the commercials come on, they get loud. Now, Friday marks a one-year anniversary of a federal law that prohibited broadcasters from blasting TV commercials at volumes louder than the programming. And apparently, because this law is being enforced about as well as any other, such as the no-call list, the FCC is noting there have been 20,000 complaints over the past year that certain television networks are still persisting in ramping up the volume of the commercials. And the idea is that you may be dozing or falling asleep during the show, but they're going to wake you up for the commercials or make you pay more attention to the commercials. There's one network, and I'm sorry to say I don't remember exactly which one it is. The difference in volume between the programming and commercials is so great, I don't even watch that network anymore because I'm tired of having to dash for that remote and hit the button. So, all right, there's the music. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we will be right back.